Yeah, so last week we had 6 graduates who went through the higher cert, and most of those are actually continuing on to do the level 7 and might continue on to the level 8 and 9. So they've been very positive about the experience. It certainly is a challenging experience because you're earning a full-time wage while you're learning at a full-time rate of learning. So there's quite an amount of workload associated with that. But if you're organized and hardworking, it's a really fulfilling approach because these people are highly sought after in industry because they're getting applied learning and they're getting a deep sense of application of their learning in their workplace. So overall, it's definitely a growth area in Ireland for many other professions. So I think over time, industry will be, I suppose, demanding these sort of approaches of learning in many different disciplines.
Yeah, and I suppose you touched on it there. How can courses like these help curb the shortage of tradespeople that's currently in the country?
Yeah, so the consortium-led apprenticeship model is unique. It's not your standard full-time program where somebody goes in to a third-level provider and does a full-time course and they're not, I suppose, earning any money. They're paying for accommodation and it's the standard experience from a third-level education perspective. This model changes that dynamic where you're in the workplace on a full-time basis and you have one day off a week for online courses or online lectures, and then you come in an additional day a month for condensed practicals, and then you have a week every year, essentially, or the first year anyway, for kind of a residential experience where you get to meet your colleagues and get to meet the staff as well, and to kind of reframe yourself in terms of making sure you have your course as a priority and you're trying to balance that with your work. So overall, it's creating an extra avenue for people to upskill in industry just don't have an opportunity to upskill at the present. And it's also attracting a lot of people into civil engineering who mightn't have considered it as a choice because they're applying for a job, and that job then is attracting them into the marketplace, and then they're going, well, yeah, I like that job, and then they see the civil engineering apprenticeship as the mechanism to get that job. So it is creating an extra avenue for people to enter the workforce and help address the skills deficit.